Good day, tokers and tokettes and non-toking lovers of liberty. Radical Russ here at the Marijuana Business Conference and Expo. It's day two here in Orlando, Florida, and I'm in the press room with Wendy and Karen from The Marijuana Show. How y'all doing?
Hey, Russ. Really good.
We're freaking awesome, dude.
Except we're in a prohibition state, so you know what that means.
That means we can't light up.
No token.
That means you don't want to get caught lighting up.
Right. Yeah, no comment.
So the Marijuana Show is going strong. We've talked to you at a couple of these events, like you say, in the green states. Now you're in the prohibition state. Is that a different set of pitches you guys get when you're out here?
Yeah, because you're not getting grows, you're not getting dispensaries, you're not getting those kinds of pitches. But we like coming here to just educate and talk to people, meet people. And I think these guys do a great job that produce this event, so we'll always be.
Yeah, we're here to support the Marijuana Conference, the Business Conference, and Business Daily. We love them. Great business partners of ours. And there's wonderful ideas, and people are coming from all over the country and the world. We just met a company from Amsterdam. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and a lady from London who really turned out to be from New York. But, you know, she had London on her thing, so there you go.
Yeah, what you gonna do, huh?
What you gonna do?
So the Marijuana Show, for those of you who don't know, is kind of like Shark Tank for cannabis entrepreneurs. Give us some of the stats, some of the updates, like how many companies, how much money, so on.
$18 million was offered. Woohoo! So yep. We kicked Shark Tank's ass. I mean, Shark Tank who?
Yeah, don't tell Mr. Wonderful.
Yeah, he's not so wonderful. Oops, yeah, did I say that out loud?
Yeah, so $18 million was offered in season two, and we have over $20 million to offer in season three. Plus, we're working on a fund with some of our business partners that would be up to $100 million in available funds for cannabis entrepreneurs.
All right. Now, not every pitch is successful. What are some of the weirder out there type of pitches that have kind of fallen?
Tushy rolls.
What? Literally.
Yeah. It was a suppository, and they just literally ripped off Tootsie Roll. I can't even say Tootsie Roll.
Well, they basically branded it to look like a Tootsie Roll, but they call it Tushy Rolls. You put it up your butt.
Yeah.
And what I did like about it is it doesn't cross the blood-brain barrier, so somebody who, you know, has cancer or doesn't want to get high can actually heal. But we just thought it was hilarious branding and, you know, probably a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Yeah. Like grass for your ass, I think was it.
Well, you'd worry, of course, about a kid finding one of those and think it's a Tootsie Roll, and then there'd be a problem there, too.
Yeah, if a kid ate a suppository, that'd be bad. I just don't even want to go there.
Yeah, yeah. I would say start over. We said, no, you're not on the show. Next.
Yeah.
What are some of the basics people need to get, in line before they come and make their pitch?
Get it off a napkin and, you know, write
a business
plan.
Get it into a business plan.
Have some money. Like, in other words, we in the beginning we were looking for pre-revenue businesses. Now we're looking for businesses that are more established.
Yeah, so, like 6 months of revenue would be really good to come in and actually show that you're profitable. We used to start with just basic startups, pre-revenue companies, but our investors are not as excited about that. So we really want to see 6 months of established business revenue.
But also know what the heck your business is. Oh my God, we'll get pitched in like 3 minutes in. It's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I don't even have a clue what you're talking about. That just happened last night.
Yeah, last night we had a guy, he had this fabulous company. In fact, someone brought him to our attention, and he goes about 10 minutes and we have no idea what he does.
We talked about molecules. That's all I can remember. And then my mind went blank. I was off. Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't bore us. Get to the chorus, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, get to the chorus. That's right. Hallelujah.
That's good. Hallelujah.
That's what I do. Wendy and Karen here from the Marijuana Show. And let's talk about the other side of it, the investor side. If some guy's out there sitting around with way too much money and wants to throw it around, how do they get in touch or what do they need to know about this?
Dude. So my phone number is, no, I'm kidding,
no.
But themarijuanashow.com. They can go there and literally push the button that says investor, and then we get in touch with them. And essentially, if they are looking to invest, they need to be accredited until Title III really goes in, meaning that people that are not accredited can invest.
And entrepreneurs go to the audition tab, and that'll take you to an application to apply to get on the show. We do in-person auditions, but right now we're going with online because we can't be everywhere at once. And if we don't meet the right person here today, we hope they go online to themarijuanashow.com/audition.
You know, I know a lot of people would think, okay, if I got a dispensary, I got a grow, I got a process, or a marijuana product, I'd come to you, pitch it, and so on. How far off do you get into the ancillary products?
Love ancillary products. No, we can have ancillary, we can do edibles, we can do anything from security. We even had a cannabis car on, which is awesome. It was really fun to drive. So, you know, any kind of security, consulting, any kind of business.
Ancillary are us. I mean, as a matter of fact, it's a little safer to pitch ancillary because you could cross non-cannabis lines. And investors love that. They love to have that flexibility. So we're all for it.
Are there companies that have a more mainstream presence and maybe just a part of their business is cannabis and then they're maybe trying to leverage the cannabis industry to push their mainstream business?
What are you thinking about?
Yeah, you got an idea.
Say, yeah, you
got an idea.
Yes, we'll take it.
Yeah,
we'll accept it.
We'll take it. Yeah. I mean, basically, we've had people with like hydroponics, you know, growing tomatoes. Well, you can also grow cannabis, so that kind of stuff is welcomed. And again, it crosses over a cannabis line, so in many states it's legal. Whereas, you know, if you just have a cannabis product, you're limited to your one state typically.
But does the company have to have something cannabis-related? Like, there has to be some catch in there that's cannabis.
Yeah.
Hence the name, The Marijuana Show. Yeah.
Yeah. But our next show will be The Cocaine Show.
No. Yeah. That'll be fast.
Yeah, that'll be fast and speedy.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? A little bit. Yeah.
The Cannabis Show, it airs between 12:02 and 12:04 a.m.
No.
That's
right.
That's right. Up. Yeah.
Yeah.
We start with jumping jacks.
Yeah.
TheMarijuanaShow.com is where you need to look this up and give people kind of a list of some of the successful companies that are now, that have gone through you guys and now might be known by the people out there.
BioTrack.
Yes.
So BioTrack came to us, and they were already an established business, but they came through. We offered them $5 million. So people know who they are, and now we've hooked up with other people that did invest with them to really help to help take them to the next level. So that would be one.
There's other companies that you might not have heard
of.
One of the successful companies that we funded was a comic book business. And an investor really found his niche. He really liked this guy. He liked his characters. He did a comic book based on our character.
The first lesbian superhero cannabis-loving ladies.
All right.
Yeah. So, you know, and a lot of businesses you probably wouldn't have heard of because they're just up and coming. But in our next lineup, we have quite a few interesting companies. And we had a guy with a cannabis car made of hemp. And we hope to get him some investment.
Yeah.
And there's dozens and dozens of them.
So do these pitch meetings, are these in private? Do you have public meetings? Can the crowds see what's going on?
We did in Tampa. We did a live meeting, a live pitch fest, and we had an audience. And it was really fun.
Yeah.
Now we want to do that everywhere. Travel the world and have an audience because you learn a lot. You know, and the audience learns a lot. So everyone signs a non-disclosure, non-circumvent. In other words, I am not ripping you off kind of deal. And then essentially they're able to get involved and ask questions. It's fun.
Yeah, in Denver we had over 200 people audition, and there were quite a few people watching, as well as most of the national press.
Wow.
Yeah, we had CNBC, CNN, all of them.
ABC, Fox.
Only one missing was Russ Belville.
Aww.
You know what? We should do something where we invite your audience to pitch, and we can maybe do it with you. I don't know. It's just a thought, right?
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
Right? And we'd be glad to, and then we give you credit and da-da-da-da-da.
All right, we'll work that out. I like this idea.
I know, me too.
Let's make it happen.
Okay. It's themarijuanashow.com. Check them out. It's Wendy and Karen, and it's always great to see both of you. Thanks for stopping in for the show.
Thank you,
too.
Russ.
Thank you, Russ.